KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. We want to thank Dave and Holly Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors for sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100 or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We're on the phone with Dr. Brian Nixon. He is an assistant pastor, oversees education and publishing for Calvary Church. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, if we have no plans for the weekend, my friend, would you recommend a trip to the City of Holy Faith, Santa Fe?
I sure would. I frequent Santa Fe often, and there's so much that Santa Fe has to offer. So I would tell anyone to get up there for the day and take advantage of its many attractions.
Well, Brian, I always tell our listeners that to me, you're the most interesting man in the world because you truly enjoy, you enjoy nature, you enjoy biking, you have grandchildren, you're happily married. I mean, there's just a lot of things, but you come into the show frequently and talk to us about appreciating art, appreciating beauty, and seeing Christ in all of it. So where should we go and what should we do if we go to Santa Fe?
Well, if you're, you know, just focusing on one day, you're probably going to have to choose which area or district or neighborhood of Santa Fe you would like to go to. You know, you could choose between the rail yard and take advantage of all of its amenities. You could choose, the plaza and its larger area. You could, of course, do the new Rufina area, which is off Siler, which is off Cerrillos, and that's where Meow Wolf is. And then, of course, there's Canyon Road, and there's Museum Hill. So I think if you're going to do a day and really dig deep into those areas, you're just going to want to focus in on one of the areas and then just take advantage of what that particular area has in store.
Brian, share with us, I know that all of it's your favorite, so tell us something that you really enjoy.
Okay, so I'm going to focus on three areas. My favorite three areas are the rail yard, which, by the way, USA Today, Jim, has voted the rail yard in the top 10 of art districts in the country, and they're encouraging people to vote. So go to USA Today and vote for the rail yard Santa Fe and help it get up a little bit, you know, further on the list. But anyway, the rail yard, and then the museums that are off the plaza. And then the third thing I really like to do are what I would call non-art things in Santa Fe. But let me begin with the rail yard. So the rail yard is called the rail yard because that's where our train ends up there in Santa Fe. If you were to jump on the train from Albuquerque and you go up to Santa Fe, you would end up when it stops at the rail yard. And there's three galleries there that really I've always had an affinity to because I do like some of their visual artists. And the first is Blue Rain Gallery. It is right there off the train station. And Blue Rain features artists such as Jim Vogel, who's an artist who lives in Dixon, New Mexico, and it's very New Mexico art. And then next door to Blue Rain is Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. And she specializes in modern monochrome and light and space art, so more contemporary. And then next to Charlotte Jackson, you have Evoke. And Evoke, again, is another artist, gallery that features many artists. But one of my favorites that they feature is a fellow by the name of Patrick McGrath Munoz. So make sure when you go to the rail yard area that you would check out those galleries. But the rail yard area also has George R. R. Martin's Jean Cocteau movie theater. It has restaurants. As a matter of fact, they just started to redecorate or reconfigure, refurbish an old warehouse. It's going to be the New Mexico Museum of Art's contemporary building. So they're going to house contemporary art there in the Rail Yard District. So there's a lot going on in the Rail Yard District.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Brian, you've looked at art from all over the world. How would you rank Albuquerque, or I'm sorry, Santa Fe as a world art center? I mean, you mentioned USA Today's ranking it highly. How about you?
Well, I definitely put Santa Fe in the top 10 of art destinations in the country. I mean, you know, it of course is the home of the George O'Keefe Museum. It's, you know, Santa Fe is also features some, you know, high quality art. So I would put it in the top 10. You know, when you're talking about museums and art spots, you really have to say New York is still number one. I mean, it has the Guggenheim, MoMA, and everything else. You also have to put L.A. In the top five with the Getty and the Broad and all these things. And then, of course, Chicago with its, you know, the Chicago Museum of Art. Kansas City, believe it or not, has an amazing gallery or museum called the Nelson Atkins. They also have a fine contemporary arts. So these are major cities. But what's interesting is if you want, in my opinion, the best smaller city art destination, Santa Fe is definitely in the top three places in the country for that. I think per capita, Santa Fe offers more high quality art than almost any other small city in the country.
So, Brian, I'm talking, we're focusing right now in the first segment on the art. We're going to talk a little bit about the people you're with as you're going up to Santa Fe, maybe this weekend as a time of relaxation. We're going to do that in the second half of our interview here this afternoon. So take a person like me that's kind of a novice art appreciator, and I go up to Santa Fe and I see some of this modern art. I don't understand it. How much does it help to know about the artist when you're evaluating a piece of art?
Well, for me, I do get interested in the artist, and I get interested in their technique and everything else. But I think you don't have to know about the artist to really appreciate the art. What I tell people who may be novices at looking at art, start with the simple things. Look at the color. Do you like the color? Do you like the composition? Is it balanced? What is it about the subject matter, if there is a subject matter, if it's realistic, objective art, you know, what's it communicating? If it's non-objective or abstract, how does it make you feel? So I think there's certain things that you could do without even understanding who the artist is. But Jim, if I were to take you as a person saying, we're going to go and look at art, I would probably start in the Plaza area, because the Plaza of Santa Fe really does have some of the better museums with some well-known artists. So I would probably say, Jim, we'd take the train up there. We would maybe spend a couple of hours at the Museum of Modern Art and look at some of the regional painters, maybe the Taos Society of Artists or the Santa Fe Society of Artists. Then we may head over to Site Santa Fe, which shows contemporary artists, maybe head over to the native contemporary native arts, and then of course end up at the George O'Keefe. And what this would do for a novice or someone just starting to get interested in the arts is they would see well-known famous artists such as George O'Keefe, and they would recognize and be able to appreciate them. And what's amazing is just from the plaza itself, you can see a lot of high quality art within 3 or 4 hours. You could get within walking distance to multiple of museums just in the plaza area.
Well, I knew you were the guy to ask, because in your book Tilt, you kind of give some examples, and you gave us an example in your book Tilt about how to appreciate art and how to see Christ in culture, and you quoted, or you actually printed William Stafford's poem, Reading the Big Weather, and I want to read the last two lines of that poem. You explain what he meant in the last two lines when he said, the earth we are writing keeps trying to tell us something with its continuous scripture of leaves. So the earth we are writing is telling us something with its continuous scripture of leaves. That's a fascinating passage.
Yeah, it is. And William Stafford is a fabulous, spent most of his career in Oregon, but was very attuned to the natural world. And he was of a Church of the Brethren background with his religious upbringing. But, you know, you could really take that poem from different angles, but that last line really is amazing. How I interpret it is that the earth, the world that we live on, that we inhabit, and nature is always crying out, pointing to God, that design, that order, that nature is a testimony. It's a scripture, if you will, to the fact that there is a God. You know, it's as Paul said in Romans, you know, just looking at nature is evidence that there's a creator. Just like we look at a telephone and we go, wow, someone must have invented the telephone, or we use a computer and we're thankful for all the engineers and programmers that made the computer. So too with nature. And so William Stafford is basically saying the earth we're on, the earth that we're riding, has the scripture of nature to remind us that there is a God.
I want to remind everybody, Dr. Nixon, as I mentioned, is part of the education process. He also is a teacher with Calvary College. We're in the middle of Student for an Evening. Last night, Brian taught theology, or no, you taught authenticity of the Bible last night, and that class was kind of fun, you told me.
Oh, it was fun. It was packed. We had over 25 students that showed up. And I did a specialized lesson called Choosing the Right Bible for You. And then I gave in the second half of the class kind of a little apologetic, if you will, of how we could use the Bible in our culture today. So it was really fun. And I know tomorrow night there's another opportunity with Nelson Walker to sit in on the class. So I'd encourage people to sign up online to sit in the class and learn more about Calvary College.
And you sign up at calvarynm.church/events. It is free. It's a chance to try out classes with Calvary College. We're going to be back with Brian Nixon to talk a little bit more about taking a date, maybe your spouse, maybe somebody you're dating, whatever it might be, maybe an old friend. Take them up to Santa Fe. Brian knows as much about Santa Fe as anybody, as you've already heard. We'll be back with Brian Nixon right after these messages.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how He made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Disappointing losses. This is Roger Patterson with the Minute of Vision for Life. The great Connie Mack once said, "You can't win them all." Connie Mack knew that if he was going to be successful in baseball, he had to learn to deal with disappointment and loss. Losing stinks. Not getting what you want when you wanted after working hard to get it hurts even more. So let's just be honest with each other for a moment. If we're going to be successful in life, we must develop a plan for handling disappointment. Here are three key tips to help you when you face disappointment. Number one, keep fighting. Don't quit on yourself, your family, or your team. Those who quit fail every time. Number two, learn all you can from your disappointment and find ways to correct your course. Number three, stay ready by guarding your heart. Galatians 6:9 states, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up."
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dr. Brian Nixon, Calvary Church Assistant Pastor, on the phone with us this afternoon. Brian, you are the most multitasking human being that I know on the planet.
Well, Jim, I've known some other guys who lead me in the dust, but I do stay busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Brian, I'm going to skip down my list a little bit and talk about one. I know that your wife goes up with you to Santa Fe quite a bit. As we talk about this, is this a leave the children with grandma and have some alone time with your spouse kind of date that we're talking about?
Well, I think, you know, when you are going to galleries and museums, it does tend to be a more adult thing. You know, of course, I drug my kids around since they were children, and and you know, whether they liked it or not, we went into galleries and they were always part of it, and I think, you know, they were enriched because of that. But by and large, I think, you know, your average kid would probably not want to look at art as much as they would want to be playing outside or doing some fun stuff. And of course, there's also some botanical gardens in Santa Fe. One of my favorite places in Santa Fe, believe it or not, is the Audubon Center, which is called the Randall Davy Audubon Center. And it's at the top of Canyon Road. If you just drive Canyon Road all the way up, just keep following it up, and it dead ends at the Randall Davy Audubon Center. And there is art up there as well, because Randall Davy was an artist who donated his house for this purpose. But you could take hikes in the foothills from the Audubon Center. You could, you know, look at nature. It really is a beautiful thing. So, you know, involving kids in a variety of things in Santa Fe, it's doable. But when you're talking museums and galleries, maybe choose one or two quick ones to go through the kids, and then get them engaged in some other things that they would like.
And this is not an expensive thing to go to the museums and things unless you start shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, all the galleries, of course, are free. Galleries are free because what separates a gallery from a museum is galleries, you go in and you could buy the art and you know, purchase them. But you could go in for free and look at the art, even if you can't afford to buy the art. Museums, on the other hand, showcase. You know, they exhibit the art, and it's normally not for sale. So, as I said, you go into the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and you look at her art, but you're not going to buy it off the wall. Most of us could not afford, you know, $20 million as it is anyway. But yeah, even for New Mexico residents, there are free days for all the museums in Santa Fe. So you would just, even including the Georgia O'Keeffe, you would just look up what day is the free day and go up there. And not only can you go to the museums for free, but you could go to the galleries for free as well. So it doesn't have to be an expensive endeavor. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I love about museums and galleries, is it's intellectually, it's engaging. You know, for me, it's a fun endeavor, and it doesn't break the pocketbook. You know, it's something that you could do for relatively little money.
I have the sense, because I know you're a musician, that if I ask you what your favorite song is today, it'll be different a year from now, because there's just constantly new things out there. So I'm expecting that if I ask you what's your favorite gallery today, that's probably going to change.
Yeah, it would, and I would really have to break it down into the regions. So let me just say my favorite two galleries in the Rail Yard district of Santa Fe. I do love Blue Rain Gallery, and I like Site Santa Fe, which always has amazing artists. And by the way, Site Santa Fe is now free. Apparently they got a grant that allows people to go in and see the art for free. So if I were to check out two galleries, or, you know, one museum, Site is a museum, but one museum and one gallery, I would definitely go to Blue Rain Gallery there in the Rail Yard, and then go to Site Santa Fe, which is a museum there in there. Now, when you go to the Plaza, as I pointed out, my favorite museums in that is the New Mexico Museum of Art. I love the IAIA Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, and I like the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum that's right there in the Plaza. If you're talking a gallery on Canyon Road, as you know, Canyon Road has so many galleries. You could spend your whole day just browsing in each one. But one of my personal favorites is Zaplin and Lampert. It's on Canyon Road. It's kind of halfway up to the tea house there. But Zaplin and Lampert, they specialize in both Santa Fe and Taos artists. So you really are exposed to some fine New Mexico-based art, but know that they're very expensive. I mean, this isn't a place where you're going to go buy a little print for someone. These are thousands upon thousands of dollars, but you're seeing high quality art. So Zaplin and Lampert is probably my favorite place on Canyon Road. You know, when you get up to Museum Hill, I love the Wheelwright Museum. I love the Colonial Spanish Arts Museum. I love the Native Arts Museum. So Museum Hill also just has a whole host. But, you know, talking of for kids, the Folk Art Museum on Museum Hill would be a really fun place for kids because it's art that is, you know, probably more approachable for a child. You know, there's a lot of fun things at the Folk Art Museum on Museum Hill. So, as I said, Santa Fe's chock full of little districts. And each district has, you know, a gallery or museum that I absolutely love.
How many visits do you need, Brian, to see it all?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think for locals, you know, don't try to see it all in a day. I would say, okay, over the next 6 months, I'm going to take apart the six districts, and I'm going to really showcase them. So, you know, like I said, you have the Rail Yard District, and then you have the Plaza. That would be another day. And then you have Museum Hill. That would be another day. Then you have the whole Rufina District, you know, which has Meow Wolf, and a lot of other galleries are starting to open up there. You have Canyon Road. Each of those, you could easily spend a half day. So if you were to say, okay, I'm going to choose over the next 6 months, find the free day, each month, go up there and take advantage of the museums during the free day. I think over 6 months, just spending one afternoon, you could really begin to explore Santa Fe has to offer. And as I said, for a small city, it is packed full of things to do, particularly in the relationship to the arts.
Brian, do you have some favorite food spots you like?
You know, what's funny is, you know, I always say when people ask me, what are the top non-art things? People go, you know, I may go into a gallery, but let's honestly, I get really, really bored. So what else does Santa Fe have to offer? And I say, well, for me, I love viewing the churches. So, you know, you go to the Basilica, the Cathedral, you go to San Miguel Chapel, which is the oldest freestanding church in America. You go to Loreto Chapel. I like to church hop and look at their architecture and look inside. But of course, the next thing I tell people to do is eat. And there are so many fine restaurants. And every area I just mentioned has their own restaurants associated with it. So Canyon Road, it's quite expensive. But Geronimo's is if it's a fancy date with your wife, go to Geronimo's. But really, my favorite place on Canyon Road is the Tea House. And it's not expensive. They have a full line of teas and coffee. They have amazing food. You get to sit outside. You get to soak up the air. So the Tea House on Canyon Road is my favorite place. You know, in the Plaza area, there's so many fine areas. But one that I think is just simple and I love is Plaza Street Cafe. It's just good food. It kind of gives you that diner feel. It won't break the bank. It's right there on the plaza. And that's another highly recommended place. Now, of course, you have the Shed, that's also on the plaza. You have Blue Corn Cafe. You've got a lot of stuff that's on the plaza, But when you talk food in Santa Fe, you could just spend days doing that alone.
Yeah, and there's no calorie removal system at any of those restaurants, I can testify.
No, but one of the beautiful things is Santa Fe's small enough that you could walk it off afterwards. So have a big lunch and then walk to another gallery.
Brian, the Department of Tourism in Santa Fe thanks you, and I thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jim.
We'll talk to you soon, Brian.
Okay. Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.